Brilliance Audio presents Iron Garland by Jeff Wheeler, performed by Kate Rudd. Mr. Clarence Skrelling worked as an advocate for the firm of Sloan and Teitelbaum in the disease-ridden slums of the Fells. He was an ambitious young man from humble origins and, not content with letting others be his master, had worked evenings to bolster his own private interests. Though the Fells became dangerous after dark, he knew the ways of the street gangs and had learned which neighborhoods to avoid. Clarence had taken upon himself a mission, a solemn duty, to unmask the identity of his true love's mother. His true love, Miss Setti, had been educated with him at Mirwood Abbey, and she was now the keeper of the Manor Fog Willows. Her guardians, the Fitzroys, hoped to adopt her. But no one at Sloan and Teitelbaum had managed to locate her mother, and her father refused to relinquish his claims to her without a sizable bribe. Clarence had visited Fog Willows at Whitsunday to apprise his lady love of his progress, or lack thereof. His heart churned with emotion when he thought of her, when he imagined how grateful she'd be upon learning he had at last discovered the truth of her illustrious parentage. The Zephyr he'd hired bobbed on an air current, causing him to grip the wooden bench more tightly. The weather was poor, and rain lashed at his cloak and dripped down his face. Unpleasant indeed, but he would not let a little storm prevent him from reaching his destination. His hat was tucked under his arm, or else it would have blown off the Zephyr to be found by a peasant somewhere in the gloom below. "Are we almost there?" he shouted to the Zephyr's pilot. With the war going on, it had cost a small fortune to pay the fare. Of course, he'd haggled on the price, but every skyship was a rare commodity now. 3 years of war had changed the world. Well, worlds was a more accurate way of putting it. Their enemy, after all, lived on another world, accessible only through the mirror gates. 3 years since passing the test at Mirwood. 3 years that had flown by faster than a zephyr.
"Eh?"
the pilot shouted back.
"Are we almost there?"
"Are we not going fast enough for you, Mr. Skrelling? You did notice the storm, did you not?"
"My clothes are soaked through. No need to get cheeky."
His impatience flared up, and he vowed to dock the man's pay a little for his impertinence.
"This is a fool's errand, if you don't mind me saying so,"
the pilot shouted.
"I'm not paying you for your wisdom,"
Clarence shot back.
"How far are we from Pavenham Sky?"
"If that's what you wanted to know, you should have asked that from the start."
"I did. Oh, just answer me."
He realized the pilot was toying with him. Cheeky sod.
"We would have been there an hour ago were it not for this storm. I wish I could afford the storm warnings out of Fog Willows. Wouldn't have come if I'd known, or I would have charged you more."
"I'm sure you would have tried," Skrelling thought darkly.
"Well, how far off are we?"
"Eh?"
"How far off are we?"
he shouted back more firmly. The wind was truly a monster.
"I didn't ask what time we would have arrived. I want to know when we will."
The pilot was silent. Had he even heard the question? Wiping the rain from his face, Clarence shivered and waited for a response. Confound it, would he have to repeat himself again?
"See those lights up yonder?"
the pilot called back to him. Squinting, Clarence looked and shook his head.
"I see nothing."
"Of course you don't, 'cause you're sitting down there. If you were to stand, you'd see it. That's Pavenham Sky up ahead."
Clarence rose unsteadily to his feet, gripping the side railing to balance himself. He trembled with cold and the misery of sodden clothes, but he saw a glimpse of the floating manor. Another jolt from the Zephyr, and his heart jumped as he lurched against the side of the skyship. The pilot practically cackled with mirth as Clarence slunk back down onto the seat, an angry scowl on his face. Within a quarter hour, they rose to the grand estate. Clarence had never been there before. No, someone of his station would never have merited an invitation from Lady Corinne of Pavenham Sky. She hosted only the most glamorous guests,